Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the penultimate episode of the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm George.
George, welcome.
Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me back. This is awesome.
Yeah. George Hendricks from the Mogwai Minutes here.
Mogwai.
Yeah.
Mogwai.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I just want to say before we get started, I have a bone to pick with you guys.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Not again.
So, I feel like I'm a top shelf guest material.
I
have been on, and this is no joke, probably more guest minutes than you have in your movie. Just saying.
I guarantee you have.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been on a lot. And
we had a guest on yesterday, and he has only been on 10 of our episodes, 11 of our episodes, and one of some other
episodes. Which tells me that he should probably get parts of the movie that involve toilets flushing or just scene transitions. And like, you know, because this has some of the most iconic scenes in the 90s in this movie.
Yeah, and those are not the minutes you ever had.
I know, no. Let me recap the minutes I had. I had Tom Cruise on a computer.
He's the star of the movie.
Yeah.
After
on a computer, typing, in 1996 computer. Fascinating.
That was top of the line stuff then, yeah. Man.
Jim Phelps and Tom Cruise eating a peanut together.
I'm sorry, what?
Something like that. Yeah, they're eating a peanut.
Yeah. Peanut.
Oh, and now my last minute is the second to last minute of the movie, which is basically the no animals are harmed in the making of this film minute.
Hmm. Oh, well, actually, this minute begins with the showing of the Washington unit, which I think you'll appreciate there, George.
It's impressive.
And ends with Rob Bottin's studio special makeup effect.
Yeah, oh. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, that guy's God.
And you're our last guest, George.
I just wanted to point out that the shrift with being of minutes. Just pointing it out.
Well, we'll make sure that on Mission Impossible 2, we give you anything with the dove.
I will be on for most of the movie if it involves dove, slow motion, or
dirt
flying up in someone's face.
Exactly.
Well, okay, that was your bone.
I'll call you. Bone has been picked.
Bone has been picked.
It's a similar bone that I've heard earlier in the week. So you see another.
Oh, yeah, cool. You know what? Actually, a lot of our guests that came back on that are like three-peaters, they're all pretty pissed at us for the minutes we gave them.
The three-peaters, listen, I'm three-peaters are pre-Madonnas. We're pre-Madonnas pre-Madonna. I mean, we go a long way back.
That is a long way back.
Yeah.
Long time. Well, welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Today we're going to talk about this minute and some of your favorite scenes from the movie and any stories you might have or want to tell us about the movie and how it impacted you as a young, non-bearded George Hendricks.
That was before the movie came out. I mean, this movie doesn't predate my beardedness.
Did you see this movie and your beard start growing at that moment?
I think that was Land Before
Time.
Was this
your awakening?
Land Before Time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I screamed all through that movie and woke up with a beard. It was really gross. I've been basically had it ever since. It's been crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I took my beard and I had to go see this movie. We enjoyed it a lot.
I love this movie too. We're really glad you're here. We're going to talk about Rob Bottin and some of the makeup effects.
Man, I hate that name, Rob. Don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I hate names that are also verbs.
After yesterday,
like trip,
I really hate the word Rob.
Rob, you know, larceny. Not a fan.
I knew a girl in college named Larceny. She was very nice.
Did she steal your heart?
She was working her way through college, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I bet she was.
Yep, met her in the rain.
She was a tough shooter, straight shooter.
Tough shooter, yes.
Tough shooter.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, wait.
The e-meter's going off. I thought I fixed that.
George, e-meter's working.
Whoa.
It's working.
The Venmo money must have gone through. The squirrel must have gotten paid. The
squirrel's gotten paid.
By the way, that squirrel's name? Larceny.
Oh.
Hey guys, I'm Rob from Titanic Minute.
Hi, Rob from Titanic Minute.
Hi,
Rob, you were on yesterday. What happened?
No one gave me a chance to talk about my show. And number two, you guys are not clear yet. This is your last time with a guest on. and you can't even, you're not even at the operating thetan that you need to be in order to do Mission Impossible 2. This is the rules that we set down for Mr. Cruise, and we're going to set it down for you guys as well. I have three more questions for you. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. George, is it okay if he asks us these questions?
Honestly, at this point, I wouldn't even try to stop him because I would wound up disappeared into a valley in like Southern California before I even got the words out of my mouth. So,
all right, let me grab this thing. All right,
grab it.
It's still warm. It stings, man. It stings.
John, now it's stick. It's sticky. It's stickier than it was yesterday.
This stuff is so sticky.
Well,
that's both mine and the squirrel's.
I was here yesterday, and then I came today.
just a minute ago.
That's staying in, unfortunately.
He was with that squirrel again, too. I'll tell you that.
This is for both of you.
Well, who else are you going to get a nut with other than a squirrel?
They are the best at busting nuts.
Hey, everyone, just skip till tomorrow's episode.
Yeah,
okay?
It's
just a lot easier.
It's just me and Jonathan tomorrow. It's just Chris and I.
Just to make up for all this, tomorrow's minute is literally just 25 minutes of silence.
As opposed to the wall of sound that is Rob Lumley. Angry. All right,
we're full specter up in here, just without the...
All right. It's for both of you. How does seeing Claire make you feel?
Which Claire? Dead Claire or alive Claire?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
it's up to you. I'm not going to yuck
you
or yum.
More visceral, I guess? Physically?
Alive?
Vigorous?
Tingles?
I saw a trailer earlier today of a film that Claire did before Mission Impossible. They probably got her Mission Impossible. I'm all for that Claire.
Okay.
Because that Claire is like smoking, but... This Claire? Eh.
When I see Claire shot by Jim, it makes me happy.
Relieved.
Mm.
Relieved.
Yeah, relieved.
That her pain in this life is over.
Would you say that murder is on either one of your bucket lists?
Yes.
It's already scratched off of mine.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, good Lord.
It's
I might have a position for you at Sea Org, Chris.
You might, exactly.
What about Jim?
Just point me in the right direction.
What about Jim Phelps? How does he make you feel?
It's a ship.
Toot toot. Iceberg right ahead.
Jim Phelps, how does he make you feel physically? Good sound. That meter is going off on that.
Man down, Ethan. Man down.
Man down.
Man down, Ethan.
Me feel
like a man.
You remember that? Remember that bag of blood that he smears on himself when he's faking his own death?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a hot bag of blood has been poured on me,
ooh.
And it's. It's not uncomfortable. It's just not what I'm used to. He does cause me physical pain when he speaks to his wife because he's a garbage person, and
his
gym-splaining nice
is awful.
Yeah,
but I'm not a fan. I would have to say if Jim was my boss, I would have quit
or killed him.
Like Chris's taste for thirst for blood.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Jim Phelps' favorite band?
No.
That'd be typo negative.
No.
Good. Good one.
That's a good one.
It's good content.
Yep. We're really winning here today.
Yeah, we are.
Do you know
what, is that the squirrel or the raccoon?
That's
going crazy.
That raccoon just made a ghost noise.
It's like, that was the squirrel preceding Larceny, who's currently your engram specialist.
Yes.
Rob, what else
for
you got,
you guys?
Okay.
Good, because these are still warming up. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, I'm ready.
These are still sticky.
Can you tell me. Tell me the last time you flonked?
All right, Rob. That's enough. What? That's enough. Just let's. No. That's the squirrel. It's getting bothered. We're not gonna be able to finish this.
Flonking flonking right now. So it's all good.
We might have to roll this over to the next
all right,
movie.
All right. Well, I think
there's a lot of flunking in that movie. I tell you that.
Yeah, there is.
The tub. Self flunking in the tub. What?
Self flunking. Rob's asking for some tub minutes.
Oh, Rob, I'm all in on tub minutes.
I'm actually Rob. We've already got you slated. There's some minutes where Luther installs a hard drive into a computer, and we decided that's going to be your minutes.
I'm looking for a set where I literally get to watch paint dry, preferably over a Cat TV feed. That'd be great.
No problem. We can make that happen. I'm going to give you all the parts where the motorcycle isn't actually driving. It's just sitting there.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. And you just look at it as it stagnates.
That little hottie Ducati.
George wants in on that too. Okay, that's good to know. I will write that down right here.
Well,
all right.
Guys, I guess if you know. Our E-meter experts told us that the E-meter's done, ready to go. I think you guys are on. Congratulations, you're level 2 operating thetans.
Oh, we're allowed to go to Mission Impossible 2?
Yeah.
That's our Mission Impossible 2 theme song. Can you hear it?
Oh,
nice.
Is that the Limp Bizkit one?
It is. It's not that limp.
It figures you guys. I would expect you guys to play something by Squirrel Nut Zippers. That would be good.
There you go.
In the afterlife. Hell.
That's a good
song. So as soon as you guys get your checks in and they clear, then we'll send you out the paperwork and we'll bump you up to level 2.
What is entailed in level 2, Rob? Mr. Scientology?
I only do level 1 testing, so I don't really know.
But you're a level 7, so you
have to go
through it.
I did, but that was years ago. I'm self-actualized now. I don't remember.
He's not qualified for level 2, even though he's a level 7.
Did you just skip?
No, I wouldn't.
Level 7's a lot of soft skills. It's hard to judge those.
You can teach third grade because you went through it once? No, of course not.
Yes.
Well, I remember third grade when someone asked
really?
Me.
Really? I don't. I was drunk.
That sounds about right.
He spent a lot of time in the box.
Rural Wisconsin, along with Ethan Hunt.
And Jack Dawson.
And
a ton
Dawson.
Of raccoons.
He spent a lot of third time in hypothermia because he kept falling through the ice.
Oh, a lot of rose off jack offs.
That is a reference to your own podcast.
My own podcast, Titanic Minute, which is your daily podcast where we discuss movie Titanic minute by minute. You can find out more about it at titanicminute.com. It is a highly rated show. 5 stars on iTunes, over 40 reviews.
Well, now.
Half of them are his moms.
Check it out. All right, bye.
They've got like 1,000 minutes in that movie. So give me
George. Do you think he's gone?
He shingles is never really gone.
Nope.
It's just waiting to creep back in.
You know, if we make fun of him, he'll just start laughing on microphone and just he can't stop himself.
So, you guys have any more questions about the tail end of this movie?
Yeah, my questions are this. I have 2 questions.
Yes,
same questions I've posed to every person that's been on this week. Has been the first one was we're gonna go for a walk into tech of the movie.
Ooh.
It's a new segment, so let's walk with me, George. George, go through this door, and you will be in tech of the movie.
There we go. Yep. I see it.
Door.
Good transition.
Oiled.
Those higher crown molding on it.
What tech of the movie in this movie did you think either didn't get the right amount of time or do you think should be talked about again? That we've had a few, lots of things from the glasses to the ceiling spikes, a bunch of
Claire's
different stuff.
Breasts.
Rob, get back in your box.
That was not tech. Those are all natural. That was tech of the Lord.
Rob, don't talk. All right.
I mean, not only do I think that this should be, it has come up many times, at least in the scant, paltry times I've been on your show, which is more times than anyone else except you guys.
And me.
And Rob.
Rob.
Rob and Claire's breasts. The gum. The gum. I mean, it's by far one of the coolest, most innovative pieces of technology to come out of movie imagination. It is put to very good use, both in the early and then in the callback later at the tail end of the movie. It's brilliant. It's little. It's a genius. And I could see the gum in every single Mission Impossible episode basically getting – I wouldn't mind it getting slightly higher billing than Tom Cruise.
I read in the script for the new Mission Impossible Fallout. That the gum is part of a scene where Tom Cruise's character, of course, Ethan, sits down and he says, oh no, I sat in some gum. and then Luther looks over and Tom Cruise has taken his ball sack
Easy.
Out through a zipper and he just points at it.
Same old Ethan.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that joke was coming, and it still it hurts.
Yeah,
so stupid.
But yeah, my tech of the movie would be the gum. And I would like to see the gum maybe get slightly higher ability than Tom Cruise, because I feel like it might be a slightly better actor.
As we shut down this podcast forever.
By the FFA. FCA. FFA.
Yeah. The FFA.
Future Farmers of America.
Well, Rob's here, so.
He's a Spooner upbringing. He's been tagged. Mm-hmm. He was tagged with all the other cattle when he was young. So they've been tracking his movement.
Just like a chicken, it's hard to tell what sex Rob is. Do you know that Rob has a cloaca, and it sometimes people think he's a man
because he looks like a very pleasant lesbian.
Yeah, and sometimes people think he's a woman, and that he has this wonderful life living in Wisconsin with his partner, and they have adopted a child. It's beautiful. I just didn't know if you guys knew that.
Or they adopted a raccoon with a hoodie on. They don't know quite yet.
Or a child that's dressed up like a raccoon, or vice versa.
They're waiting till puberty to let that sorted out.
I know you like the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, Rob, but you can't make your own Rocket Raccoon.
He's going to do it. One up. He's going to do it with love and Red Bull.
And machine guns.
That comes later.
So the last question I'll ask you, George, is what are you most looking forward to in MI2 besides being in those pivotal?
Oh, other than like better screen time?
Better episodes. Other than better episodes. Other than your bone that you picked.
Let's see. I don't know. I mean, I've only seen Mission Impossible 2 twice, keeping with the theme.
I mean, there's some rock climbing. There's some, especially when he's backwards.
When he jumps and catches. Nope. I look away. It freaks me out.
What about new Kittredge?
New Kittredge is fine.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
I mean, I do like Sir Anthony. He is fantastic. But I really like a lot of the weird fight scenes. The world's fastest Indian.
Motorcycles, come on.
Man, that is a deep cut.
Yeah.
All right. But there's a lot of, I don't know. Let me get back to you on that. So don't.
Okay. Well, all right.
Pencil me in, and then I'll cherry pick later.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know. We have every person who's been on this podcast has a different degree of the shows they've seen, and that's why we do this, because some people love two more than anything, and they hate one, or they
no
like
one
four
likes
and
two more hate than anything.
Except DeGray Scott, he likes two more than any of them.
No, I think he hates it more because it kept him away from X-Men.
Well. I just can't picture him 20 years later doing Wolverine.
So. No, I can't picture him 20 years later doing much of anything.
Neither can he.
Exactly.
This is why Mission Impossible 2 is his high point.
Yeah.
This is watershed.
It's the biggest box office hit of the Mission Impossible movies. Is that correct?
Save it.
What? What?
Save it for next season. Your facts. George, thank you so much for being on. Would you like to promote your podcast?
Is that nice when they ask that? Is that nice when the host asks?
No,
you
not yours, Rob.
And you can answer it.
Yeah, my podcast is called The Mogwai Minute, and it's a fascinating deep dive into the movie Gremlins, 1 minute at a time. And by the time this comes out, we still won't have released Mogwai Minute for season 2, but we'll get there. We're recording now. It's a process. We'll get
but you've
there.
Got some special episodes. You got some Predator episodes.
We've covered a bunch of one-offs with Rob. He showed up for some, and then we've had other people.
That's the other podcast that he was
Galaxy
on.
Quest. Shout out to Galaxy Quest. They had me. They didn't know any better. They didn't know any better. It's not their fault. Don't.
And they've had you on how many times
They had
since?
Me on that one time. Don't blame the victim.
I think we're all the victim here.
He's Quest shaming.
Paul Scheer was on that show, and so was I. So I feel like if I wasn't on there, they wouldn't have gotten Paul Scheer. Prove me wrong.
Did he eat a sandwich? Are you confusing Galaxy Quest with Star Wars again?
No, Paul Scheer was on Galaxy Quest Minute.
Yes, he was. Well, the problem is they were confused. They know that Paul Scheer knows Tig Notaro, and when they saw you, they thought, that's
Paul, can you get us the hookup?
Paul on the show. I see. And then they were like, who is this screeching man who's
who
on the podcast?
Who invited Slenderman?
Who invited a Wisconsin Slenderman? Well, guys, thanks again for being on the podcast. We couldn't have done it without you. You guys got us through some of the most brutally awful parts of this movie.
I'm glad we could help.
I think we're all stronger because of it, and I think our listeners are happier having met you guys and learning as a cautionary tale not to listen to Rob's podcast.
Or to have us on your show ever. There's that as well.
Yep. You're burning bridges every day. And I'm really happy we could help you burn those bridges on ours.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Rob, anything you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Great.
Toot toot!
Well, Chris. Oh, my God. Chris, we're going to come back tomorrow for our final episode,
yep.
And you and I are going to reminisce by ourselves because we're going to shoot these two out of an airlock and not talk to them anymore. And they we're going to have scheduling conflicts next season.
Yeah, have fun with your five-minute podcast episode.
When you said shoot, I thought you meant, like,
literally.
Take them out.
Yeah.
I better go shoot. Make some preparations. And sorry.
He's got tarps.
Yeah,
he's a tough prepped. Shooter.
I was getting my Huey Lewis ready to play. I mean, it was come on,
is a
man.
Real tough shooter.
I am
so
a tough,
tough.
Shooter.
All right, enough. No more references. You're done, both of you. You're done. So until tomorrow for our final episode, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I'm still George.
I'm Rob.
Toot toot. Toot toot, Rob.
This minute will self-destruct.
Toot toot.